This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says government ready to partner with all the stakeholders for the economic progress of the country. House of Representatives resumes proceedings after main opposition party Nepali Congress withdraws obstruction. And China says corona epidemic to get over by coming April. Now the news in detail. The anti-graft body, the Commission of Investigation of Abuse of Authority, has marked its 29th anniversary. The anniversary program yesterday was attended by President Vidyadevi Bhandari, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and other dignitaries. On the occasion, President Bhandari expressed the confidence that the anti-graft body's actions would make significant contributions to ensure service delivery from the state in a simple and accessible way, make popular utilization of the allocated means and resources, and protect the public assets. President Bhandari also said that the national aspirations of good governance and prosperous Nepal, Happy Nepali, put forth by the state were difficult to achieve without controlling corruption. The president argued that corruption could be curbed if the public office bearers and officials performed their duties in an accountable and responsible manner. Also speaking at the same program, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli termed corruption as epidemic and praised the anti-graft body's recent actions and proactive performances against corruption. Meanwhile, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said country's prosperity is possible only through the joint efforts of the government and the private sector. Addressing the Commercially Important Person Honour and Decoration Ceremony organised by the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Oli reiterated that the government was ready to join hands with the private sector to address their problems. Calling on the private sectors to work towards production growth, job creation, import substitution and export promotion, the Prime Minister assured the government's full support to the private sector, stating the country was moving ahead towards the phase of economic prosperity. Prime Minister Oli asserted that the forthcoming efforts would be centred on good governance and economic development. The Prime Minister assured the private sector of investment-friendly environment. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli honoured 25 entrepreneurs from several fields with the Commercially Important Person Award. Likewise, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said the new generation should be acquainted with the history of glorious Nepali civilization and cultures of the nation. Addressing the 17th National Democracy Day main organizing committee meeting yesterday, the Prime Minister said democracy was a governing system that ensured a civilized society which is responsible to the present and accountable to the future. Prime Minister Oli also clarified that anarchy was not acceptable in Nepal in any pretext. Meanwhile, the National Democracy Day main celebration committee has decided to observe the 17th National Democracy Day in a grand manner with the involvement of the people. The committee has also decided to form various subcommittees to make preparations for the event to be marked on February 17th. Likewise, the Publicity Subcommittee has been formed under the chair of Minister of Communications and Information Technology, Gokul Prasad Baskota, State Decoration and Management Committee led by Mayor of Kathmandu Bidya Sundar Shakye, and Ground Drill and Exercise Management Subcommittee under the chair of a CDO of Kathmandu, Janak Raj Dahal. The main opposition party, Nepali Congress, has decided not to obstruct the meeting of the House of Representatives. Nepali Congress had been obstructing the House, blaming that charge sheet against the Vice President Bijay Kumar Gachedar was filed on the basis of political prejudice. Meanwhile, lawmakers in yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives urged the government to send the engineers to remote areas. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Basanta Kumar Nemwang had tabled the Nepal Engineering Council Bill First Amendment yesterday, seeking consideration for deliberations. After taking part in the discussions, lawmakers Gajendra Bahadur Mahat and Gopal Bahadur Bam argued that the engineers were not found willing to stay in remote areas and government should create environment conducive to make them stay there. While responding to the queries of the lawmakers, Minister Nemwang said the government was planning to take additional examinations to ensure quality human resources. Similarly, three thematic reports were presented in yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives. President of Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee Krishna Bhakta Pokhrel presented the report of the Evidence Second Amendment. President of Agriculture, Cooperatives and Natural Resources Committee Purna Kumar Subedi presented the report on Seed Second Amendment, and President of State Affairs and Good Governance Committee Shashi Shrestha presented the committee report on Public Service Commission Bill. Meanwhile, lawmakers of the House of Representatives have drawn the attention of the government to immediately rescue Nepalese from China's coronavirus-affected areas. Demanding time in yesterday's House meeting, lawmakers suggested the government to rescue Nepalese, making immediate arrangement of quarantine. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. On to more news now. The Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation has formed an investigation committee to probe the incident of fire at the Trivandrum International Airport. The secretarial-level meeting held yesterday formed a five-member team under the convenership of Ministries Joint Secretary Suresh Acharya. Other members include Ministries Under Secretary Rajan Nepal, Superintendent of Police Kedar Thakal, Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal's Director Kul Prasad Simkhada, and Civil Aviation Authority Nepal's Deputy Director Bikram Gautam. The committee is tasked to find out the reason of the fire that erupted at the coffee shop inside the airport's sterile area at 8:15 p.m. on Monday. The government has promoted DIG Thakur Prasad Gyawali to the post of Inspector General of Nepal Police. A cabinet meeting held yesterday endorsed the proposal tabled by Home Minister Rambhadur Thapa. Ministry of Home Affairs informed that the promotion of Thakur Gyawali as the new IGP. The new IGP has been promoted a day before the retirement of the incumbent IGP Sarbendra Khanal. Before having been appointed to the IGP, Gyawali was the head of Nepal Police in Province No. 1. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Gokul Prasad Baskota has said all the citizens should be aware of their duties along with their rights. Speaking at an interaction program entitled Women Empowerment for Right to Information organized by National Information Commission in Kathmandu yesterday, Communications Minister Baskota said instead of expecting drastic changes, citizens should work for gradual change for social transformation. On the occasion, President of Development and Technology, Kalyani Kharka, emphasized on the need of separate provisions to encourage women's participation. She also said a guarantee of right to information could only strengthen democracy. Similarly, National Information Commissioner Mahendra Mahan Gurung stated that Nepal held a higher position in regards to right to information in international community and the commission had been initiating various plans for effective implementation of rights to information. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. On to an international update now. China has said the coronavirus outbreak in China may be over as soon as April, as the latest numbers of new cases has further fed that optimism. Hubei, the province at the epicenter of the outbreak that has been under virtual lockdown, reported 94 people died and there were 1,068 new cases on Tuesday. That is down from the peak of over 3,000 new cases on February 4th and the lowest number of new infections since 1,347 new cases were reported on January 31st. But the total deaths in China have surpassed 1,100 and the World Health Organization warned of a global threat potentially worse than terrorism. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the forecasting division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly regions and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping the headlines once again. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says government is ready to partner with all the stakeholders for economic progress of the country. House of Representatives resumes proceedings after main opposition party Nepali Congress withdraws obstruction. And China says corona epidemic to get over by coming April. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.